Israeli notice that her home is due to be demolished has kept Aida Rishek, a mother of seven, awake at night.
The situation is very bad. I look at the eyes of my children. They will be kicked out on the street. I have children and I have no other home.
Rishek's home, like many others in this crowded, low-income neighborhood, was built without a permit on land that Israel captured from Jordan in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Israel annexed East Jerusalem, but the move has not been accepted by the international community. For Elisha Peleg, a member of the Jerusalem City Planning Committee, the effort to build the park in Silwan is a matter of much-needed redevelopment.
East Jerusalem is part of the United Jerusalem, and therefore it's about the time to start and make the whole area organized to have good services.
Silwan's Palestinian residents see things differently. Fakri Abu Diab heads a residence committee.
They want to demolish our houses because in the future they want to implement their plan to bring in settlers and build their gardens. At the end of the day, they have their political agenda. They don't want us as a Palestinian, as an Arab in this area.
Some Palestinian activists use the term ethnic cleansing to describe what they see as an Israeli campaign to rid East Jerusalem of Arabs. City officials condemn the accusation.
What exactly is the allegation?
Ethnic cleansing.
It's rubbish. It's not true. These people they violate the law. They invade into area which is not belong to them. They build without a building permit, and now they are complaining. That somebody is doing something wrong to them.
Aida Rishek says she did build without a permit, but she says she feels entitled to live here because she inherited the land from her father and grandfather.
What we want is to live in peace and have our legitimate rights. Every human being should be allowed to live in peace in his house. This is my house. I did not take anyone's home. This is mine.
Rishek and other residents say they have been told the demolitions may not happen for several months. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.